the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome. You're with the infamous and the dangerous and always lied about and in your face with the truth, Eric A. Sinani. Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric Sinani. And I'm accompanied, as usual, with the most beautiful and lovely Miss Bianca C., which might I add before I turn it over to you, Miss Bianca C., the lovely voice that you hear during the promos and commercials where Sinani hears you. Give a sample.
Sinani hears you.
That lovely voice is Miss Bianca C. And the national anthem that closes out the show every week is Miss Bianca C. I need to do that. Welcome.
Thank you for the land of the free.
Listen to that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, here we are, yet another wonderful day at the Hostile Zone. Here we are. So as we're moving forward, we go every week about what's going on in the world.
I want to say my name, Bianca C.
Bianca C.
That is me.
Bianca C. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on Instagram. And it's C. S-E-A, like the ocean, right? Like a mermaid.
A mermaid.
Scales. And the scales of justice, like on the ring.
And my starfish bracelet.
Your starfish, yes. We got, all right, apparently today is a fashion episode.
That's me, you know. I'm a girly girl.
That's okay. I'm happy either way. All right, so here we are another day. You got to be. You know, I got a shout out to some of my stylists. They're telling me what to do and what not to do, and I'm listening. They're very good.
You guys are doing great.
Yes, thank you.
You guys did good.
Kenny over there, put the donut down. Here, I want one when I get. All right. Anyway, so here we are back on the show. We've been discussing a lot of hot topics, but I want to not continuously go on the same topics. But I must say, as we start today's show, I must say, beyond a doubt, the support to our troops is there. The support to our friends in Israel is there. We love our American troops. We love the men and women that are wearing the American flag on their uniform. Thank you for your service. You are not forgotten. The Hostile Zone does not forget you. We remember you. I want to just start the show off with that, okay?
Because I felt like to say too, thank you for your service.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, as simple as that.
I mean it.
How many people do that and just don't mean it? So anyway, moving forward, we have the pocketbook. Compliments from the Heritage Foundation. This book here is the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I keep one with me at all times, everywhere I go. Anybody that knows me knows that. I also have the app on my phone and on my tablet and my iPad, etc., and on my computer, and I update it often. I also have a copy of every year's current issues that are being discussed with the United States Supreme Court. I just thought I'd throw it out there. I also have with me my handy dandy book right here. Yes, let's model the book. Compliments of Ford's Theater. This is nice writings and quotes from Abraham Lincoln. With that said, is there anything you'd like to bring up since last week? Actually, I'm gonna puff you up a bit. So Miss Bianca C. here sits in on the Hostile Zone on a weekly basis, and we do thank you.
Thank you.
I want to brag a little bit about the show and about Miss Bianca C. The show is, I said phenomenal last week. I really meant phenomenal times 10.
Oh, really?
Because we are a featured, well, we're a live radio TV show, just so we get that out into the record, okay? Our re-airs go as a podcast on all of the platforms. There's not a platform we're not on. All of them also go on to the YouTube channel. And I was told I need to put that out. We are on YouTube, the Hostile Zone on YouTube. We are on Facebook, Eric A. Sinati, the Hostile Zone. We're on all of the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music.
Yes.
There's so many of them, you know, iHeart. But I got an interesting text message from somebody the other day, and this is where I want to talk about you a little bit, Miss Bianca.
Sure.
Is that I wanted to talk to you about that because we were a featured show on a featured podcast, a top podcast on Amazon Music.
Oh,
wait, yeah, I think your lapel's covered up there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, bring it up.
Okay.
Always a tech issue. If you're not on the Hostile Zone and it's not a tech issue, you're not watching the Hostile Zone, okay? Or listening to us. Anyway.
So it was an interesting journey.
Yes, yes. So you probably need to bring it up or your mic up a little bit there. So anyway, we were featured and continued, and we still are, featured as the top podcast and a featured podcast on Apple Music and, on Amazon Music. And Audible. We're on all the other platforms as well, but somebody forwarded me a picture when they were watching it, and it said top podcast featured.
That is so awesome.
And if you check out my Facebook, Eric A. Sinati, The Hostile Zone, and Bianca C. SEA, shout out to our social media people back there who are not eating donuts. You should get a donut before he does. Anyway, so I wanted to put that out because it's her lovely voice. Yeah, right? It's your lovely voice. Got to really keep it open.
Okay.
Your lovely voice that is being heard on the commercial and is the opening to the show. And you also close the show with the national anthem. So I want to make sure. Bianca C, S-E-A.
Yes.
S-E-A like the ocean. And my hand is doing a little right now.
I always say like those.
Is there anything you want to say before we get started on the show in general?
I want to say, like, it has been fun being part of the team, so I appreciate that.
Right.
And you know, I love hearing the beginning of my voice on the theme, and you know, it was just an inspiration, but like I felt like it was really good.
Yeah,
you
know, I love the feedback that we get.
It took me like maybe probably 2 minutes to come up with the melody and theme.
Right. And
it's
you
really
and it's actually a full song that's going to be released with that, which we're patiently awaiting to hear that.
Right. And hopefully, yeah, I'm still like in the middle of putting together the chorus. I'm always talented in doing the hook for some reason. People always say, you always make hooks. And melodies, and I can't get it out of my head. And
right. We heard that from somebody the other day saying that they're home and their wife is talking about him singing Sinati Hears You. How does it go?
Use your voice tonight. Let it be heard.
And I got to tell you, to everybody out there and the engineer who's listening to the show back there, I love the end of the show. When it says, and Sinati heard you. And it's like, I dropped the mic. I love that part. That's I re-listen and watch our show all the time. Not to be conceited, but because I like to see what I did and how I could make it better next time.
Oh, yeah.
So I do like that part. And, you know, it is actually, it's quite good. And that really makes me happy.
Be surprising, like a lot of... actors, you know, they really don't,
watch their stuff. I know.
I was like, wow, how could you not watch?
They don't watch their stuff.
Because I guess they were portrayed in the character and they don't want to get.
They don't like the character I don't understand. To me, I mean, I feel that when I watch my show over again and over again, and I listen to it in the car, I listen to it when I'm exercising, and I know what I'm going to say. Obviously, it's like if you're an artist and you sing your song, you listen to your song, right? You know the words. I know what I'm going to say. I know what's going to come up next, but I want to do better tomorrow. And this is the line today, kind of like the word of the day. This is the line of the day from Sonati to you out there.
All right.
Today is today. Yesterday is gone. And today is almost over. So tomorrow has to be better than right now. Remember that in all aspects of your life.
Okay? I would say live your life to the fullest.
Live your life to the fullest. But right now, what I said 30 seconds ago, I can't take that back. That's it. Somebody's botting me and whatever. It's over. It's on. There might be a 5-second delay on this radio show and TV show, but it doesn't matter. It's gone. It's out of my life. I've got to get past it. So that is why I watch and I listen to the show. And I watch it and then I listen to it separately because I hear what I don't see. And I see. Sometimes I watch the show just so people have, if they're interested at all, I watch the show for you and for me and for you. And I turn the volume down and I go about my business that I'm doing, but I'm watching the show because I'm not hearing, but I'm seeing, oh, that's terrible. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have stood like that. I shouldn't have whatever.
Oh, they want me to remind you to, if there's any suggestions that the audience wants to hear or talk about, to contact you.
Yes, and you can reach out, and there's two different emails that you can reach out to us officially. You can reach out through thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, and you can also reach me at eric@ericandrewsonati.com. You can reach us at those two official locations for suggestions on the show, if you have sponsorship ideas and other things of that nature. We also have social media. So that's there. Easy to find, The Hostile Zone. The Hostile Zone has a YouTube channel. It's a premium YouTube channel. All of the episodes, if you want to watch, if you're listening to us on a radio station live somewhere, or you're hearing it on a podcast after the fact, or if you're listening to us on any station live, wherever you might be, you can also check out the video on the feed directly from BBS Network directly. But you can also see all of the shows, the edited, clean, nice version on our YouTube channel.
On BBS Radio.
And yes, to the engineer, we love the BBS Radio. I love those commercials. We are looking for additional sponsorships, et cetera, for more commercials. But we've been pretty limited in what we're doing. I do call out our sponsors. I've actually filmed a few commercials already with some other people that are not going to be on this show. We have some other things moving forward. But anyway, I wanted to just give you the highlight of that. You're the voice that they're hearing in case they don't realize that, especially that we're top show and a top and a featured show. I felt that people needed to know that it's your voice and that you will be dropping a real song.
I will.
Of this song. So with that said, the Hostile Zone's going to take a break. Don't make Eric come looking for you. Don't make me look for you. Be back here in 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sonati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, The Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back on the Hostile Zone. You're here with the infamous and the in-your-face dangerous Eric A. Sinati. You're here with him. You're here with the lovely Bianca C. as well, with the mighty, powerful angel voice that she has. Say hello.
Hello. Oh, thank you. So sweet.
I keep it real. You know what? I keep it real. I call a spade a spade. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to tell you what I think. And I think you have a lovely voice.
Thank you. And I also want to say to the fans also, they have been so kind as well. So thank you for the compliments. And hope you guys follow my page.
Yes.
Bianca C on Facebook and Bianca
Instagram.
C on Instagram. And also on YouTube as well. So thank you for having me again.
I appreciate it. You can see all of the episodes, the video versions of the TV show episodes on YouTube. So you can see the lovely Bianca C on YouTube. And spoiler alert, I think there's going to be some songs dropped. So I'm sure you might hear them first time on there. And you may hear them on this station dropped first only. Anyway, moving forward, we said thank you to the troops. We mean that. We mean that. Okay?
Yeah.
People say it, but we mean it. With that said, I'm going to move forward. Okay? I call a spade a spade. I don't know how much more I could go on and drag the show on every week about that particular conflict in with Israel and the Palestinian border, Gaza, etc. We have to move on with other things. As things come breaking in on the wire, I'll put them out. But I wanted to talk about something interesting today, okay? And this is a very good thing I want to bring up. Did you know that in the United States right now, that Gallup, one of the major polls in the United States that do polls, they found that people are actually having a decline in support of the death penalty.
Wow.
Now, I found that to be profoundly interesting, mainly because we've always been a country that supports harsh penalties for harsh crimes. And I'm talking violent crimes, crimes of a disgusting nature that are just, you know, beyond conscionable thought that you and I could go home and do. Crimes against a child, raping a woman, raping a man, whatever, because it could be either way.
Rape is rape, yeah.
Killing a person in cold blood. A serial killer. All these things are death penalty worthy. Absolutely. And we have been that country that has been like, hey, we are not going to accept this in our society. And I concur. I'm with you. I'm looking through the camera. I concur. But I understand that there has been a decline. Gallup has said that there's a decline in that. Now, I want to think that the decline is it's not 100% of a decline. 52 to 53% of Americans still believe in the death penalty. Yet there is 40 some odd high percent of people that don't support the death penalty. So I say, what say you, America? What say you, my listeners? Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Now, Miss Bianca C, in the spirit of conversation of our show, I think that people have a decline in the support of the death penalty because of the rising numbers of people who are wrongly convicted, especially with DNA and all the technology that we have now. And with, and you know, I'm going to throw it out there. Corrupt government. Hold back that curtain. Corrupt government. I'm looking right at the camera. You know who you are. There are plenty of corrupt people in government. People have been removed from office that have been in the judicial system. I am not a fan of somebody in the judicial system taking a position as a prosecutor, district attorney, whatever you may want to call it, and a judge or magistrate or whatever. That should not be a position of election. I don't believe that is something that you go to the polls. You should not campaign to be a judge or a district attorney or a prosecutor. That is something that is decided by people who have been elected, and they bring that appointment forward to a larger body. For instance, with our Supreme Court of the United States, they are not elected, okay? They're not elected. Our Attorney General of the United States is not an elected position. Now, that those people, when you are appointed Attorney General of the United States by the President of the United States, or you're appointed to, as we remember from Justice Brett Kavanaugh, most recently, that was a big one, we'll talk about that. You're appointed by the President, but then you go through hearings, senatorial hearings, committee, and then open Senate. Now, you may have two different parties, as we have had that situation, but regardless what party's in control of both sides, you have a question and answer period. You have a period of checks and balances. Mm-hmm. The old justice is blind, the statue with the lady blind holding the torch. When you run for that position in an elected capacity, you have your hand out asking for money to put you into office. You also then have to ask those people again for money to be reelected, and those same people have to vote you into office. I believe. And
it's a legal bribery? Is that
I don't want to say it like that, but you know, it is political influence into the justice system. I wouldn't say bribery, because I want to believe, I have friends that are in these positions, that have held these positions and still do, some that are up for election. I support them. Some I don't. Doesn't mean that they are not good people. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I just don't think it's the best form of government. When I did my master's of public administration degree, I had to write a dissertation thesis, and defend it. I wrote it on forms of government, and not specifically this type, but I'm saying in general, it's a form of government. And having a judicial person elected and then having to campaign on the corner, getting votes and asking for money to stay in office or to get into office, is problematic if you ask Eric A. Sinati from the Hostile Zone. I mean, when you appoint somebody, yes, somebody ultimately is obviously putting this person in office, right? I mean, they're not just miraculously, boom, one day they're a judge or a district attorney or a prosecutor. But somebody's putting them there. But the point be said here, Ms. Bianca, is that the person that appoint them may be elected, and they themselves are incumbent to the people, right? But then they only put that person's name up. They appoint. They must be confirmed by other people who the people voted for. They may not be the same party. So you will have a president or a governor or whatever appoint let's just go flat out here with the Attorney General of the United States and Supreme Court of the United States to make it easy. But this could go, thank you, this could go in your state or whatever, but we're just going to use that for an example.
Okay.
The President of the United States would appoint a new person into the Supreme Court. They can't fire them, okay? It's an appointment, and it's incumbent upon them to do a crime, or in that particular position, they live out their life or till they're done in there, or they do something that is unethical or a high crime misdemeanor. But the point is, the president would appoint somebody to become a Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Once that appointment is made, then the Senate committee, the committee in the Senate, and then the General Senate will vote on that person, whether they will be confirmed.
Really?
So I know that you had paid attention to Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and all of the craziness that went on and nonsense that went on with his confirmation, which he ultimately was confirmed and is a justice of the United States.
Right, right.
But the point is that President Trump appointed him, but he did not have to go asking for votes in the community. He did not have to ask for money, and he had to explain himself to the Senate, who are also elected by the people and may not have all been of the same support and the same party as the current president at that time, President Trump. So that in return, in what my book here, The Constitution Pocketbook, it leaves for a checks and balances of government, checks and balances. This way, one side is watching the other side. So the scales, like the scales of justice, are somewhat equal.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
This is what our framers of this document on the wall here, mm-hmm. the framers of our country, the founding fathers of our wonderful nation of these United States, they wanted checks and balances because they left a nation of tyranny. They left a nation, and I know that the Brits are our friends, so we're not going to badmouth the British, but they left a nation under a crown, a king, who had ultimate authority to decide what happened, who went to jail, and how long they went to jail for. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to circle this all back into the Gallup poll.
Okay.
53% still believe in the death penalty, but 47 or so, roughly, give or take, but don't bot me on it because it could be, and I could be off a hair, but roughly, those are the numbers. They are not supporting that. And I think DNA is a large factor, but I also believe in the weaponization of our government. Now, I'm going to avoid the soundbite in the future. I did not say I believe in the weaponization of government, because somebody will take that snippet and then post it later that that's what I said. I said, I believe in the weaponization of government being the reason why people may not be so in support of the death penalty here in 2023. What say you, Miss Bianca, as somebody who is not overly politically involved? You're a musician, you're an artiste, you're a writer, you're a songwriter. So what do you think? You watch some of these things,
I do.
Death penalty. I mean, that is the final, ultimate. I mean, that's it. I mean, unless if science creates some kind of reversal, after we stick a needle in somebody's arm, or in some states they still use electric chair or other means, but after that happens and that person is deceased, they no longer exist on this earth, there is no room for an appeal. Now,
right.
Having a law degree and a law background and being the legal analyst that I am, that you know you love me to be, I find that that's a hard appeal to do. And I like to believe I'm the best, but I don't think I can appeal and reverse a death.
That's very
true. Right?
I mean, everything, the cards are laid out.
That's it. It's over. Right? That's it. So I just found that to be an interesting poll that Gallup did, because, you know, it's just why that came out, I don't know. Feel free to email me. But that I felt that to be something I wanted to bring up, because we, I don't know. I mean, it's just a tough call. If somebody were to, if somebody were to do something heinous, a sexual assault to a family member of mine, you know, and I'm on air live and I'm going to be restreamed and podcasted. So, of course, I would not do anything personally about it. Wink, wink. But I would want to see the most devastating punishment to that individual But I would not want to see it happen if they may have a sliver of innocence. And I am a pious individual, word of the day. I believe in God. I did go to Catholic school. I do attend church, and I believe in forgiveness. I believe in repentance. I believe in these wonderful things. But there are some people that commit crimes and do things that are just so heinous and over the top. I don't know if there's an apology even available for that. And then you got to worry, is there going to be a recidivism? Are they going to do it again? I don't know.
Well, sometimes, you know, like these serial killers or something, you know, they want to be caught because they want to stop, I've heard.
Right.
So in a way, they're already wanting to die. And
which is a whole topic, suicide by police.
Yeah, yeah. And it depends on, I don't know.
It's a rough, I mean, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I really didn't. Usually, and I wasn't, I'm looking at the camera. I wasn't sandbagging Miss Bianca C.
I'm not saying I believe in it or not. I'm not saying I support it or not. But like, it's always, depending on also the way the death penalty, like how they should go. That's a big topic. Well, as well,
here it is. This is where we're going to put it, because I don't want to. I didn't mean to sandbag on this one.
Interesting.
It was something that came across the wire, and I read, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to bring up, because it's just one of those things. You're just like, where are we with this? Again, I want to hear from you. Email me, eric@ericandrewsonati.com. You can go ahead and get me at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Tell me what you think. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation, because that's what we do here in the Hostile Zone. I may not have all kinds of people to bring on. I may not respond to every email, because there are thousands. I got 8,000 emails over the weekend. I can't respond to them all, but I am interested. We will look through some of these and see what it is you think. I mean, 50% is still a lot of people believing that the death penalty is a good thing, but 47% with a no, that is very, very close. Now, moving forward. Today, I got some additional information that 30,000 pounds of chicken. That's right. Right after the break, we're going to talk about what you can do with 30,000 pounds of chicken. Don't go anywhere. It's the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, somebody hears you.
This is Eric A. Sonati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sonati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. On this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the Hostile Zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the Hostile Zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. You're back to the Hostile Zone. And you were wondering if you were going to eat 30,000 pounds of chicken. But you're not. Neither am I. I hope not. If I eat 30,000 pounds of chicken, my tailor and my custom suit designer might like that, because I'll have to get a whole bunch of new suits. But that's not what happened. What actually happened is very interesting. 30,000 pounds of chicken have been recalled from Tyson Foods because they found metal shards in the chicken.
Oh, my
God, goodness. Right? I don't know all the details.
Planning on making chicken marsala.
Right? Ooh, they're dangerous there. I don't understand how that happens. I know that they definitely would not have done that on purpose. I'm not accusing them of that. Again, from The Wire, I get this information. I'm not exactly sure of all the details. It is fresh. And you know I keep the hostel zone fresh, like a loaf of bread.
I'm guessing.
I keep it fresh. Yeah. So I got it fresh. And I'm like, I just needed to ask. Again, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com or the hostel zone at bbstalkradio.com. Feel free, email me. I'm not having any judgment. Personally, I enjoy a chicken nugget as I enjoy chicken marsala. I'm more of a chicken Frances person, or chicken Michael Francis. Shout out, you owe me, buddy. But honestly, I've been known to eat a chicken McNugget, McDonald's. Free sponsorship there for McDonald's. I'm going to go to the drive-thru and you owe me. So I don't really know what the story is with this.
I'm guessing probably.
But yeah, I do want to. That's why I
probably
put,
malfunctioned. And
I'm thinking, yeah, right? Didn't you work at a deli one point, right?
Italian deli, yeah. Right. But I was younger.
But I mean, like the machine spins with metal. I mean, I guess, right? That, I guess if you had like a strong bone or something that got in there, maybe, I mean, I don't know.
Something got caught.
Here's the thing interesting about food is that you never know what really is in your food. And feel free to look up the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, see what they allow. I know, for instance, what will blow your mind, find out what amount of bug particles and roach stuff they allow in a container of peanut butter. Yes. So, I didn't name any brand. Don't want to know. I really don't want to know. I put it out there. Please don't even email me that. Don't even email me on that one. I don't want to know because I love peanut butter. I eat it by the spoon out of the thing.
Every day.
Coffee? Oh, I read about the coffee. Don't tell me about. And my coffee is right here.
Say ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to my
love, my coffee.
As long as it tastes good and there's no raw onions, I'm good.
So I thought I'd put that out there because that was some interesting news that I did get from The Wire. Maybe AP, Reuters. I'm not exactly sure who I can give credit to on that one. Also, financial conversation for a second.
Okay.
Finances. The finance moment from Eric Sonati. Actually, don't take finances from me. I'm terrible. Okay? If you have a legal question, call me. If you want to invest, don't. But I can give you some places where you can go and get some good investment advice, oh, yeah. But it's not me. But financial news of the day, mortgage rates have dropped 26 points apparently since last week. We're looking at like, I don't even understand these numbers. So maybe again, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, the hostel zone at bbstalkradio.com. Help me out if you're a financial person. Feel free. Let's get you on the show and have a conversation. Is this the time to buy a home? We know it's the American dream, right? To have a house, 1.2 children, right? 1.3 children, and a dog and a white picket fence. That's the American dream, yeah, right? We know that. So is this the time to buy a home? This is not Business Center, so please do not bot me on that. I'm just putting out this bit of information. 7.9%. It's just making it of like 26 point. Let me look at my number here. 26 basis points from the previous week. So I don't know what a 26 basis point is, but I do know that I would be very happy if my rates went down, Bank of Tim, went down 26 points. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. Email in that information if you have that. But I wanted to discuss that because I'm just kind of like, it doesn't seem right. What is going on? Right?
No, I mean, you know, it has to do involved with stocks too.
Stocks, right. I mean, I do invest myself. I use some investment programs and people. And I have seen some really good returns on some of the stuff that I've been investing in. I've dabbled a little bit in some day trading myself. I'm not going to lie. I have. But I wouldn't put that out for somebody else because that's my money. And I guess if I lose it, that's on me. I don't want to give somebody else advice on stuff that I know really nothing about. You should not.
You know, speaking on the mortgages, I've seen a couple of houses lately that has been
foreclosures. Yes.
And I feel so bad.
I did see some foreclosures to myself. I did. I don't know nowadays, where we sit now in the world of housing market. And please, again, email in. Let us know. Let me know. I'm interested. I actually am interested. If you want to come on the show, if you're somebody with a true finance and business background, let's talk about it. Because we have so many people that watch this show live and listen to this show live, and then they follow it on other networks, and they watch us on, they listen and watch on podcasts, etc. Right. We have an extremely large audience in the millions. I know that for a fact because I see the analytics. So if you are somebody who is a professional in this area, I feel like I want to give that information out, and I'd love to have you on. Email in and let's have a conversation. I don't know. Is it the time to buy a home? I don't know. Here's my thought. Back in the day, it's kind of like, here's an interesting, right? We're going to go off here and Sonati goes off, you know? Everybody had a philosophy back in the day that you got a job, right? You worked 9 to 5. If you got in the union, that was even better. And I'm a union guy, so I'm not knocking the unions, okay? I belong to 3 different unions as part of my job here. So yes, you're a union person as well. So, you know, but we also are not punching a time clock, but we are union. There is there are rules and stuff for us to be on networking, et cetera. But the philosophy of old school America was you punched a time clock in the morning. You hopefully were a member of a union. You worked to 5 or whatever, 4:35, right?
Right.
You worked your fingers to the bone, right? And you you got some medical benefits. You brought home whatever you took home after the government took their huge chunk of your money. And you stayed there for 30 years, and hopefully you got a pension, right? We believed that Social Security would be available for us, or they did, but we know now that it's really not going to be. We know that it's not there.
I feel like it's a fugazi.
It's a fugazi. Shout out to Jordan Belfort. It, you know, it's a fugazi. Hey, maybe you want to come on and tell us about mortgages. Seriously, I might have to give you a ring. But honestly, where is Social Security? People got old school pensions. Like people got the railroad pension. They got a government pension, like the military pension. But even the military now is offering like 401k kind of stuff. So I'm asking, are we the same America now that we were for our parents' America?
Absolutely.
It's not even slightly close.
No, I don't think so.
Not even slightly close. They're not the same. So is owning a home really the best investment? I've been paying attention to a lot of financial people, and they're saying the worst thing you can do is buy a home because it's wasted money. Now, this is one particular person who maybe I can reach out to them. They are a very, very well-known financial person. And I've watched and listened to their show. Not Jordan, but he was on Jordan's show. Mm-hmm. So, because you're probably wondering who it is. And off air, I can tell you. But he was on Jordan's show. That's why I'm reaching out to you, Jordan. Let's talk. And he said, the worst thing you can do is settle your money and just sit somewhere. Because you get garbage money in a government FDIC backed savings account. You really make nothing. And let me tell you something about FDIC before I go off on a tangent. Please don't let me go long on it. I can tell you that I got frauded about 2 years ago on a scam when somebody emailed a check. And the check was really good because I was able to mobile deposit it into my bank, and I won't name the bank, and it was a fake check. Yes, it was a fake check. And I went to the bank, it bounced all the things in my account because it was a very large check.
Wow.
Very large check. So it wiped everything out. When I went to my bank, you ready for this? I went to my bank And I said, FDIC, because that's what we all hear on TV, right? Federally insured, right? This is what they said, pretty much. If you're not watching, they took the hand and ran it under their chin and flicked at me. That means nothing. But guess what? I lost all that money. No investigation. Nobody did anything about it. I ate that money. So that's what I say to FDIC. That's what I say to the government. That's why the hostile zone is looking out for you. So if you're a financial person, come on and let's talk. Come on the show. So back to...
That could happen to one.
And there was nothing I could do about it. I lost everything. I lost the check that I worked to get paid for, which turned out to be that it was a filming. It was like a commercial that I filmed. It never went anywhere. It went through the union. It was a legitimate process. And it turned out to be a fraud with a fake check. And I lost the money. I lost the time that I put in to the project. And I lost the check and the time. And it bounced all my checks that moved forward after that. So circling back in, Miss Bianca, I was watching financial people saying, putting your money in the bank for a point something, zero something percent interest rate is garbage. If your money is sitting stagnant, you're not making any money. You need to invest your money and put your money in a place where it could become something. Interesting thought, I say to myself, because I wonder if that is where we need to be right now. I'm not a finance specialist, but I am somebody that lost a lot of money. FDIC means ungots, means nothing. All right. I lost my money. So
they're just looking out for the bank, not you.
Yeah. They told me, I don't even understand. I don't understand. I'm a legal analyst. I am a legal specialist. I'm a legal scholar. And I still was baffled. I actually went back and started reading case law and reading about it. And I don't want to do a whole spin-off on it, but I may put out something on that and do something about why that is not important, or it is important. But with that said, because we have about two to three minutes left in the show, and we got to go off to the lovely voice of Miss Bianca C, who's going to give you a beautiful, beautiful rendition of our national anthem, because there is no better voice out there than Miss Bianca C's voice. So I know she's going to be dropping some songs soon. But anyway, I want you to check me out on YouTube, The Hostile Zone. I want you to check me out on Facebook, Eric A. Sinati, The Hostile Zone. The Hostile Zone directly. I want you to check us out on all the platforms, Facebook too, but all iTunes. Thank you, Amazon, for featuring me. Thank you for Audible. Thank you for all the other ones. Check us out. Pay attention. Send an email. Follow us. Pay attention to Miss Bianca C. We will be in an area near you. We have our mobile team. With that, say goodbye, because we're going to bring it to your lovely voice. Last words?
Last words is thank you, and we'll see you on the next show.
And we're bringing it out with honor and style. Thank you. See you next week. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red the buzz bursting in air, yet proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land. voice. Tonight he hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.